Yeah, there he is.
All right. I think everybody's
We're here.
Coming at
7 o'clock. We will call the
All right.
We call the meeting to order. And I'm gonna appoint Jim to fill the see who's vacant. Who's using?
Carol.
That's good. And with that, we do have a quorum. And first order of business is public comment, and I do not see anyone there, or is there anyone here? So move on to item three, which is approval of the minutes of July 10th. So I would make a motion. The mayor did.
Second.
Motion's made and second to approve the minutes as presented. Does anybody have any questions, additions, or corrections? Hearing none, all in favor of the motions, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And it passes unanimously. Going out, pardon me, on the item 4A, consider act upon the 2026 meeting date. On your packet is the list. And again, if
motion approved as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Hayes.
Second.
Okay, well, the mayor beat you. Mayor seconded. Any comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion Aye. Passes unanimously. Okay. Item B is on there because we have had periodic, in fact, over the years, issues up there by Georgina's restaurant, up basically where the system changes to a gravity flow. With periodically, you would have just sewer odor there. Or we have not figured out why. I mean, it didn't particularly conform with any particular time of the year. We've had it in the spring, we've had it in the summer, and we just had about a week and a half ago. We had a couple days of it. So Jim, we've looked at some possible solutions that would at least modify it and tone it down, if not eliminate it. And in your packet, there was it's basically a charcoal filter system that attaches to the covers, manhole covers. Now, there's only two manhole covers in this area. So really, we're talking about, I think, just two.
Yeah, that's true.
And in that area. So, and for the price and for that, we think it's a good investment in to eliminate this issue. So we wanted to bring it before the board just so everybody had.
They give out like a lifespan on us.
I don't have that information. I can say that in conversations with, we did have a really good meeting last year with a couple of the representatives from FR Mahoney about some of the issues we've been having with their service. And we also talked about issues we were having with the sewer system in general. And this is one of them that came up. They did share with us that this is not uncommon where you go from a force main to a gravity feed system. You know, some of that sludge has been in the system for quite a while before it gets to that point. So it's not uncommon. And this is a solution that they've used over the years and found that it really does help.
Certainly ask because sometimes we spec watertight frames and covers, which have a gasket.
Yeah.
And so if these just had like a low lifespan, then that could be like a more permanent option.
And I'm wondering, you know, $12,000 is a considerable amount of money. And I'm just wondering if there's any, what type of warranty does this include?
Yeah, I honestly haven't had a chance. I mean, if you look at the dates on the email, you know, I haven't had a lot of chance to follow up with research on this.
Okay.
You know,
why don't we table this?
They provided us a quote. But if, I mean, if you think it's in general a good idea,
but we want to look, you know, into
we'll
it further
and get more information.
I have a call into a friend of mine who's done a lot of this work, and I'm just curious as to what his opinion is and if he's ever used this product before. So I'm not really comfortable moving on.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I haven't heard back from him yet, and I wonder if there's any alternative. Do we know is this the only option?
Well, the other thing that we do when we have these issues repeatedly over a period of time is we typically ask the company to increase our bioxide injections a bit right. for a period of time.
No, we were doing that early on.
Yeah, but that doesn't eliminate the problem. It does eventually, but you still have those continual outbreaks. Well, so we're gonna it's here so that for discussion.
Right, and we're going to have to, and this is going to dovetail into the next item on the agenda. So I'm interested to understand that piece too before I venture a
right.
decision on this one, I guess. So if you want to, if other people feel differently, I'll just abstain from the vote if you guys want to.
Listen, everybody here brings something to the table, and you know, having this conversation, you know, all of you contribute great information and help make better decisions than me making decisions on my own. So that's why we brought it to you for discussion.
So if either one of you guys have got something else we can add to this thing, it would be helpful. This is, you know, let's face it, this is new territory for us anyways. And this was one possible solution that we felt was important to bring it before the board. So that's why it's here tonight.
Have we talked to Rob about this?
That's what I was going to ask. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I think you guys have had to have this problem somewhere else. I'm certain of it. And I'm just curious as to what Rob's opinion is. And I tried to call Rob earlier, but I didn't get through because I wanted to hear if he curious as to whether he was coming to this.
We'll have time to get his input too in case he has run and has a different alternative for us for it. This was one. But before we even presented, I had asked Jim to get a pricing on this thing so we knew at least what we were talking about.
And then the other thing I was thinking about, since we're going to be talking to Manchester so much in the next few weeks, do you think that there's any benefit to asking them what they do in these types of situations?
Sure. I'm sure they'd be happy to share.
You know, they, for a while there, they had a huge problem down.
They did.
It traveled all the way up to Shady Glen, far.
Yeah. But they had a problem on the other side of town too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how they handle that.
Well, that was huge. That was just one little area. That was neighborhoods.
Right. I believe that they put gasketed frames on top of these things. I think, and I don't know what the cost of that is versus this. And
so last time I purchased them, which was probably about 3 years ago, I want to say that they're probably about $1,000 for the set because it's the frame and the cover.
Oh, it's a different set.
Yes.
So because they lock too.
Oh, okay.
So that's how you get the compression on the gasket to make that seal.
Totally sealed.
Okay. Right.
But then the problem is you might be pushing the fumes out vent stacks.
Somewhere down near the road.
Right.
Vent stacks in people's houses?
Yeah.
It's not gonna be able to penetrate.
No.
Line. And don't you also have other manholes?
You've got a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, it'll move it down the line.
The other way, going down the hill.
Because everything from there down is gravity.
You see, it might move the problem further down.
Manchester's problem now?
Well, there's still one more manhole down before it hits Manchester.
Right. It's in a less populated area.
Right, but still.
Right, just say they're, you know, $1,000 for the frame and cover set, you know. I'm guessing you could get a contractor to swap out a frame and cover for $5,000 each easily, and it would probably be the same cost as this, but permanent solution. Instead of having to go back and replace carbon.
Filters. Mm. Anything that requires maintenance, I like to stay away from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Anyway.
Oh, good. So now we've got another alternative to look at.
All right.
Thank you for the input. And Mr. Hayes, you still going to check with your guy?
Yep, I'm going to call him, and I'd like Jim to follow up with the town of Manchester.
Yep, we'll do that.
The mayor can ask Rob. That would be real helpful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Okay, so go on to B, which is the discussion of the increase. On the increase of sewage fees from Manchester. So Jim, the floor is yours.
So, I mean, we've been watching this for a little bit, and all of a sudden we just had a big jump, and it's clearly an anomaly. It's not something that's happened before. And, you know, as dry as it's been, you can't attribute it to rain infiltrating the system somewhere. So, you know, we reached out to Manchester and said, what's going on here? And their response was, well, we think that, you know, the Venturi is getting plugged up. We've noticed a lot of grit and rags on the Venturi tube. So we've increased our maintenance and cleaning. So we're going to be continuing to have those conversations with them because, you know, that's the whole reason we have two meters there. You know, we don't have access to that second meter reading, but they do, and they should be checking both meters and making sure that the average is not changing by giant amounts.
But if it's a Venturi issue with trap, it's going to be affecting both of us.
It could be.
Not so the issue.
These are our readings or their readings?
These are their readings.
That's what I thought. So what are our readings consistent with these?
We don't have readings.
Oh. They are, both readings go directly to them.
We don't get our own reading?
We don't get it.
So we're now in the process to get them right.
Trying to get access to them.
Right. Since once we found that out, he says, okay.
But if the meter that stops prior to theirs, if our meter if the information is being sent to the town of Manchester, we should be getting a copy of that.
Exactly.
Without even, you know, a second thought.
I would agree.
And I mean, and technically we want to see a copy of theirs too. Just
right. Honestly, I would rather have direct access to our meter reading.
So would I.
Because they can, electronically, it can be sent directly to us. It can be sent to both.
And no question.
And that's where we are now, having them contact, set up with that company. So it comes to this office and then to.
I'm a little surprised we hadn't done that before.
Way back when we first put it in,
right?
It was monitored probably for about a year.
I remember that.
And that's it. That was it. Because we went back and I asked Joyce, quite frankly.
Yeah.
And she said, we monitored for about year and a half. It was consistent. We didn't see any issues. So, and then, and I don't know why the company didn't keep sending data to us. I mean, I don't know if it was directly to her or, but we want it sent directly to this.
Who's paying the company to collect the data, us or the town of Manchester?
No, I don't think anybody's paying them at this moment in time.
That's just electronically set up.
So they monitor it for free.
Right.
Yeah, because they have, it monitors both. St. Malfred monitors both.
So I got
it. They get a report from both. So we want to get a report from ours. I don't give a crap what theirs says. Well, I do, but it's more important what ours says. So,
Jimmy, I have a question. It says that there's rags. All of this goes through the grinder pumps. What kind of rags are between the forced main and the meter? Because I don't see any rags going through. I mean, we're chopping everything up at the house.
Except for the gravity piece. Right.
But you could still have pieces of cloth that are going through a grinder pump.
So are we talking about disposable wipes or are we talking about cloth? Because we have an issue with disposable wipes all the time in different places.
Yeah, we have them occasionally here, but, you know, knock on wood, we haven't had a problem.
Right. It hasn't affected ours
quite a while.
It's a much smaller system.
And we're pretty proactive. When we have a grinder pump that gets blocked up because of, you know, whether it's diapers or sanitary products or rags or cigarette butts or needles, you know, we send one letter and say, okay, we fixed it this time. Next time you're getting a bill.
Right. And have we had to send a lot of those letters?
Not recently.
No. Once you set the parameters,
right. Normally we only have to do it once.
So Jim, is there a way that we can get some? You know, this system's been in place for a decade now, so I'm wondering if there's a way we can get some historical information that goes back on the usage. Because if this got me thinking, and I just was curious as to what the rest of our usage was to see if there's any peaks and valleys over a 10-year span.
We can. Yeah, I mean, the person that I asked Llewellyn to research this for me, and she reached out to Manchester and she got this information for us, and he was very pleasant and willing to, go back as probably almost as far as we need.
Was it
So, and
who
since
is she speaking to? I don't know.
the gentleman that's on the email,
Eric Cooper.
yeah, I think so.
Got it.
And we've also built a relationship with the new director over there, Shannon Miles, I think is her name. Very bright young lady. Has been very helpful on a number of things. So I don't think that's going to be an issue. And I can tell you, as long as I've been doing this, Suellen and I keep copies of our bills. So we've got it,
Sorry.
for a while back at
Yeah.
this point also.
Yeah. Well, maybe we could get it further since I don't know about the inception, but I'd like to see, a 10-year period of what actually happens here to
Well, I
the
mean, you also have to remember that over the last
planning.
10 years, right, over the last 10 years, 10 years ago, not everything was
I know
online,
that. And
right?
that's why I'm so I guess maybe since the conclusion, I think we finished in 17, 18,
Somewhere around there.
17.
17, 18.
Yeah, somewhere right in there.
Right in
So if
there.
we could start there, so that's
That's all you
7
need.
years.
That will give you
You know,
your.
it's a planning tool and it
Yeah.
helps you just look at it
And
from.
you do get a little.
I know you do.
Yeah, we do.
But
But this is a
see,
spike. This is a.
seasonally, there are ebbs and flows,
But we
right?
saw the spike. That's what we just. That's what got this thing started.
Right. Okay.
So that's an item that we're currently working on right now, and also to get it, the meter reading directly sent to us as well.
So this anomaly that they think is a problem. So I want to see what happened, exactly a year before it was half of what we're looking at here. So what was it 2 years before, 3 years before? Are they intending on billing us for this usage rate?
Currently, they have, yes.
That's how we spotted it.
Yeah, but have we paid the bill?
We have, yes. Right now, we don't have any information to say otherwise.
If we can
Do
hold
you
it to
think
one
it would be
quarter.
prudent from this point forward, because now this troubles me, that we insist that they clean the grit out of this system, out of the
Whatever
meters?
they say what they've told us in our e in the email is they've increased the frequency of cleaning to every 3 weeks.
And what was it before?
I don't know, but they noticed the issue also,
Yeah.
and so they've increased the frequency.
3 weeks wouldn't cause this kind of an anomaly.
Correct. Right.
So if it was 3 months before, okay, now I've got a different kind of a question.
Well, it probably was a month. I mean, because of the or
We don't know that increased
well,
frequency is in relation to this.
right. But what he's saying is it's a quarterly bill.
Right.
So,
When did they
right.
start this? Right. When
And
it, I
what was
don't.
the frequency of the cleaning prior to the
Exactly.
3 week mark?
Exactly.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering
I
if
don't think
all.
he tells us that in his email.
And
Yeah, and
that's
that's
what
what it
I'm
looks
here
like
for.
when this shot up. These,
Yeah.
I'm sure somebody says we better do something. I'm guessing. But
Well, they probably figured we wouldn't ask questions, right?
I mean, that's a big difference,
Yeah,
and I just
it's
want to see
huge.
what's in the last 7 or 8 years since the system's been in place, have we ever seen a usage above 5,000? That's my question. That's what I'm really looking for. That's why
Yeah,
I
I
want
don't.
that.
I
That's why I want that historic,
yeah. I
back,
mean, in
look
my
back.
time, I don't. I can't remember anything ever that high.
No. It would that that would have that would have triggered something.
Yeah, okay.
This is the first time, and that's why it triggered it. It was just
We had the issue very early on, Bobby, if you remember.
right. When you had
I,
rocks flowing down the
yeah,
system,
right.
that was the first, almost the first year we're in
That's
operation.
what I remember.
Yeah,
And there was some anomalies then too.
but
And
that was huge. Yeah,
only half the a quarter of the system was working. It was not,
right. And
so.
once that, when we resolved that issue, that we haven't had just we. We've had some seasonal movement, but that was it. And once you got everybody on, it simply has not been that kind of a spike, period.
That's huge.
Yeah, so that's what we're working on now. Because there's no way that there could have been that kind of an increase of flow. It simply isn't. So unless somebody has another question on that, we can go back to it when we come out of executive session. But item six is going to executive session.
We're not there yet. You're still.
No, I'm pending. I don't mean to rush tonight, but which is five pending bids. Consider on and possibly act on refund policy for boat lakes. And this is virtually similar to what Vernon has, isn't it?
It is. We modeled it after theirs.
Have you had any problems with it, Mr. Mayor?
Very little. We had a switch over the computer once that gave us a little problem, but that's it.
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
We just currently don't have a clean mechanism if somebody requests a refund.
I got it.
It's nice to have a format that has gone through the mill, and must have had it for years, right? In Vernon.
Yes.
Yeah. So. And
it works,
and that's what you want, and it's not complicated. And yep. pretty straightforward.
I'll move it forward.
Today's move the adoption
second
and the mayor seconded of the refund policy. Any questions or comments? I want to cut anybody short. If not, all in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion passes, and we now have a formal refund policy. Item B, which is discussion on alternative methods of collecting benefits of assessment for large developers. Right. So we've got all kinds of things floating around out there. We still have the discussions from the Tribune Theater Group, right?
We have ongoing discussions regarding the cider mill property and the drive-in property.
However, the drive-in property is, their discussions are more in line to what they've already have tested for and are able to currently move forward with.
So, right, they're talking about putting townhouse type subdivision in there that would not be any bigger than what they can prove with.
But they've already proved
with a septic system.
Right, a septic system.
So just give me a rough number as to what that is.
55. It was 55. It could have been a couple of more with, which it should be. It should be closer to like 58, but because it blocked out an area of where this so-called community septic system would be, you know. Say, and we've said, well, that doesn't make sense. Why can't that be applied in there? I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't be. So,
how many lots on the Jake subdivision?
On the which subdivision?
Jake's, the latest one. He's almost done.
Well, that one that is anything left on that one?
I think there's three houses left.
Yeah,
two or three.
I think that's accurate.
Was it 12 or 16?
I think that's accurate.
No, but what was the total units? I didn't drive down the street. I could do it.
16 or 17?
Yeah.
And we charge $10,000 per, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
So, on the, yeah.
And the boarding house, what did we do with the boarding house again?
We charged $10,000 for anything that had a kitchen. And then we split it in half. It was 5,000 for anything that was just a room.
So what's the total units on that, kitchens versus rooms? Do we know off the top of our head?
Off the top of my head, no, I'd be guessing.
Okay,
I
don't want to guess.
I know the total number of units in the building is 30.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe he paid for a total of 24 EDUs.
Yeah, having a condo is a lot different than doing the, if you will, an apartment complex, because if you're selling that unit, I think to me it has some similarities to a home where
right.
the buyer pays that $10,000 fee right up. So if what we did with Jake's is the same thing. We held off him paying until the property was developed and it sold. At that time, we got paid the $10,000.
Well, isn't that what we're talking about happening here over at the theater property?
Yeah.
Because those are they're going to be individually sold as independent homes
with the grinder pump. So I don't know. What we don't know is
I believe it would be gravity.
Is it gravity to a grinder?
No, it can't be. It's too far. It's not. You got the top of the hill. I mean, I know it was a steep cut in there because we bored it.
It's 15 feet deep in front of Georgina's where it goes to gravity.
Right.
So if they do it right, I think they can get most of it gravity.
Okay.
They might need to have a pump station.
They're going to have to have a pump station.
I don't care how they do it.
Yeah.
Whatever they get.
That one's probably more different than what is talked about for the down the street of the apartment complex. A whole different. It's a different animal.
Yeah.
But even like on this one, and no matter how it happens, they're going to obviously build in phases. For even 55 takes, you're not going to pop them all out.
No, probably two or three phases.
Right. And I think if we go with that and if we hold to that policy, the one thing at least we can do is not charge them until the unit is sold.
Right. But we learned with Jock though, because we took him at his word and then he wasn't paying us. So we ended up stopping any further work and engaged with our attorney to put liens on the property so that we ensured we got paid. And he did get caught up and pay everything. But I mean, that's something that we're going to want to make sure we do with a subdivision like that, is to make sure that, we have a mechanism of getting paid at the time of sale.
He paid everything, including the lawyer's fees for the liening process?
He did not pay for the lawyer's fees, no.
Well, I think whatever agreement we do with anybody in the future, we have to make sure that that's all tucked in there.
Right. That's right. So whether it's a lien or something.
So just so that I'm clear here, Bob, because I want to make sure that I understand this. They're asking us now, let's stay with the theater piece for a minute before we move down the street. They're asking us to waive the fee until the date of the sale. Is that what I understand here?
That's what they're thinking about. Yeah.
But they still have fees that they would owe Manchester.
They have Manchester. They owe fees to, we have our regular fees.
They're not going to owe any fees until they start generating some effluent, correct? So they won't generate effluent until after after they open up, after a sale.
So we had this discussion when we talked about the Jock subdivision, right?
Yeah.
And when the sewer authority negotiated with the town of Manchester, you paid fees, including fees for every connection that's on the sewer system, including the ones for Laurelwood Lane. So there is a fee schedule in your documents that a single family dwelling unit has to pay for.
That's a connection.
That's their connection.
Usage fee.
That's right. It's a connection.
There's a distinction.
They don't ever pay usage fees to Manchester. They pay usage fees to those lakes.
Right.
But they have a connection fee that they have to also pay to Manchester. And it's based on the size of the.
We don't collect the connection fee. They collect it.
They have to pay it, and they will have to prove to us that they've paid it.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Because Manchester also changes their fees from time to time.
No kidding.
Right, from when we started to where we are now. That's why we when we first built the system, we paid the fee out of the money we got. So we weren't in that situation of it changing going down the line. And it's since then that we've, whatever the fee is, it's going up, but we've had to pay. Well, the property owners have to pay that difference. In the same case here, this we won't be paying it, they would be paying it on top of that connection fee. But, you know, it's that's just what it's going to take to do that. And I think and they had looked at gravity versus grinder. And
I don't know that they've really gotten that far.
No.
But I think they're hopeful that they can do it with gravity.
Yeah, that's, yeah, because it's the pumps.
They also want a reduced fee.
I don't know if they asked that or not.
No, not. Oh, but they sure did. But the compromise would be being able to not have to pay it all up front. I mean, obviously, that's a kick. That's always a kicker. Your site development cost, you got to pay all that crap up front. That's difficult. And, you know, we don't. Everybody wants that to succeed because that project like that is good to the system. And it's going to, I think, in the future, help alleviate that the odor issue because you're going to have,
because you'll have flow.
A lot of additional flow right at the top of the system and keep it moving. Not only that, it's a nice tax revenue and 55 more units paying into the system. That's a hell of a lot of money because we haven't factored that in as far as what our debt is, and that's just money that goes right into the capital. So, because we're going to be talking with them, so felt it was important to have a feel from the board of where what we can talk about.
Well,
I think I'm good with collecting at the end, but you know, I think we should have a pretty solid contract put in place.
Yeah,
which would include the any penalties, attorney fees, and the rest of it if it's not paid.
Right.
I have to understand the distinction as to when this takes place and when it doesn't. And then I want to see if it would make some sense maybe for us to send this to somebody to review legally.
No, that's what, yeah.
All right.
So that we don't doubt. So there's no look back here, guys. No, we're not getting ourselves in.
No, I concur, but that's
problem.
That's why we're bringing it up here.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, I don't.
This is long before it's even gone before zoning. So
right. I want to hear about all the nuances of it in advance before we, you know, before I make a commitment one way or another, at least. Whatever everybody else wants to do is
fine. I agree. No, I want to see the contract.
Yeah, we'll see what kind of, well, we'd have to have a structure put together.
And we got to know when this, you know, is it 30 units? Is it 20 units? Is it 50 units? Is it 100 units? I want to know where that break is. And is that legal?
Well, there's the break. The site is preliminary approved for just 55. You might get 57. That's it.
No, but I don't care what the number is. So somebody needs to, I shouldn't say that. So
I misunderstood what you were saying.
Right. I want to know where the break is for the future. Don't look at that site.
Oh.
Think globally.
Got it.
And what's that number that puts you into the position where they can exercise this opportunity to get to waive these fees until the sale of the property?
Got it.
So that's what I'm trying to understand. And is that legal? Because we don't do that with other people.
Well, we did.
So now we have.
Are we going to see an 1823 action?
No, no.
That's not actually.
Because that's what we did with the Vernon project.
That's what we did with Jocks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We've
already set the precedent on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, the statutes and I think your rules allow for time payments of the benefit assessment as well. So if you can take a payment over 10 years, why can't you postpone it until when they actually sell the property? And if you have a benefit assessment notice on the land records that says it's on there, then the buyer's title company is going to, and the buyer's lawyer is going to say, hey, you got to make sure that that's paid at closing.
Right.
Or they're not going to close. So yeah, I think it's all doable and it sounds copacetic, but I'll do some checking.
Good.
Yeah.
Now,
did you do that in Vernon? Yeah,
anywhere? I don't think we ever had to do that. So You know, we basically charge it in the beginning.
Yeah, you've had some huge projects go forward down there. I
Right.
mean, when I look at all the Santini apartments and all those apartments down on 30 and 83, and you know, there's
those are all apartments, though, don't they?
Right.
Because you guys haven't built any new condos in.
Well, they did do some. There is a, as you know, I'm sure there's that 55 and older community that's been built.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but
that's not. That's been a while.
Dart Hill Road, probably 10 years.
10 years. That's what I'm saying. You have nothing recent.
No.
No, not in the condo stuff. So that's why it's kind of like, quite frankly,
not condos. We've built
that's the only affordable, if you will, housing that's going to be out there that's new.
Right.
And I, you know, we're looking at, well, I'm not going to get into that, but
okay.
I think something like that is going to be a hot market item. So the other one is totally different.
Yes, sir.
So in that one, I don't know where, Jim, you want to just fill in what you've...
Well, I mean, they're talking about potentially somewhere around 350 units on the other side. And that, you know, the conversation that we've had with them is what they would like to do is to not pay any benefit assessment up front, but having, you know, so right now we're charging $105 a quarter per EDU. And what they would do is potentially pay the 105 plus 20% for the lifetime of the building.
I don't understand that. So you have to explain it to
me. So instead of collecting $10,000 up front,
yeah,
every quarter when they get billed 20% more than everybody else on the sewer system.
So $20-something per.
Right.
And that goes to...
Right. So that takes a week.
No, that's what I'm trying
to say. It would take a long time to...
600. Going into 3.5 million.
I want to know what the math is.
Hold on, I'm doing it in my head.
don't hurt yourself.
No.
It was how many units?
350.
Let's say 300.
300?
Yeah, I think you're either mine. I think get to, I don't think you'll get to zoning to go over there. That's another story.
And those are built quarterly?
No, but you don't do it by units. You just do one unit. So you say it's $20 every month. After. It's $240 a year. So, and we got to come up with 10,000. So that's four times, it's 40 years. So, I mean, you know, I don't
think it's double what we have.
I think we've done 20. I think they got to get a little more ambitious.
If they do 20, that's what we gave.
Okay. So if they do 20, then it's 40%.
Then it's 40%.
Right. Maybe.
I don't know. That, I mean, just using your math, I'm just saying, using your math, that would put it in the same, perspective as we allowed our folks to do it.
100 years.
Well, no, 20, that was 20 years.
No, 20.
100 years?
That wrong? Wait a minute.
Is it $105 a quarter?
Times 300.
Okay. So $240.
No,
times.
Well, so $80. And what is it? It's $10,000 a unit?
Oh yeah,
22 times 300.
So 10,000 divided by 8.
Yeah, no, it's 41. It's 41
times 4.
You'd have to double,
right? So you have to double it
for it to be
right.
The same, essentially, the same thing we've done for every.
But you don't get the benefit of the net present value of money. Right. So you know, there's a factor for that.
Yeah, right.
Well,
for that.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, we're waiting, you know, 20 years for the money. It's.
It's 25,000.
So
what would it be for it?
No, wouldn't it? If it's $80 a year over $10,000,
it's $240 a year.
We double so
$20 a month times 12 is $240.
$240.
Divide $240 into 10,000, and you should come up with 41.66 years. 41 years. 41 and a half years.
So at $140.
So basically what you're saying is, you would consider allowing them to make payments over a period of time. They would still have to pay the benefit assessment.
Right. And whatever it is, it would have to be no greater than anything that we have required other people to do.
So just so that I understand.
I'm just
completely. I want to make sure that I'm not confused now. The benefit assessment after the period of time when it paid back the 10, it gets to, extinguished or continues?
It's done. They get a lien release and the lien comes off their property.
I would love to be able to negotiate some of these deals for myself, but okay.
Wait, it takes more than 12 years to pay it back, even at 40, because you're only accounting for the 40%.
No, I'm saying the people that have benefit assessments, right? Yeah. Any property that got a benefit assessment had a lien put on their property.
Right.
When the benefit assessment gets paid off, we provide them with a lien release. And, you know, they can go and record that and remove the lien from their property. And if you had a benefit assessment of $10,000 that, you know, you're paying on a quarterly basis right now or an annual basis right now to the sewer authority, you know, if your house gets sold, you decide to sell your house, that has to be paid in full at closing.
Yeah, whatever balance you owe.
Whatever balance you owe has to be paid at close.
We were able at that time to negotiate a deal with the feds, and they lent the money at like 2%.
Correct.
Right.
So right now, we're not talking about any interest on this money either. There's no interest charge for them to borrow this money. And that was back then when interest rates, you know, we were borrowing at 285 basis points 4 years ago. Today, it's almost 600 basis points. So, you know, maybe 585, 580, you know, it's entirely different. The interest rate market has more than doubled in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
So the cost of money is more than doubled.
It is, yeah.
So that's the dilemma here.
Well, the idea, the discussion is...
So, I mean, maybe you make it 100%.
Right, it's not amount, but it is. We're trying to come up with some thoughts on how something like this might be structured.
Working the number is kind of
like, wait a minute, you're negotiating a deal. Well, this is negotiations based on what we want and what we need. And
so who came up with this?
It was a conversation with a developer and town staff.
Has he ever done it anywhere else?
I don't know.
Let's ask. Because I want to find, has anybody ever done it anywhere else? I want to see if there's a model somewhere that would help us better understand how it actually functions.
Yeah, that is somewhat similar to what we're doing
here. Right.
Yeah. Anyhow, everything's in early discussions, obviously, because neither property is currently zoned for that use.
So, Mr. Mayor, the Santini boys are building some apartments up in Talon, and all that effluent comes to you. So, how did they pay? Do you know how that was handled?
So, there's a Talon has their own sewer.
Yeah, sewer authority, yeah. But
right. So they pay Talon. They pay for a certain amount of sewage coming into Vernon every year, even if they don't
use it.
That they pay for it, and that's kind of they have their reserves, and Santini's going to be within the reserves on how much they have.
Do you meter their flow, or do they just
no?
Pay
we flat? We the right. The entire system is metered.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
At the town line.
Right. At least for us.
Right. Okay.
All right, and Santini will have to pay the town of Tallinn their amount.
Got it. Yeah, and then because you don't deal with them, you're dealing with town of Tallinn.
It's a similar situation. Yeah.
But let's go back to the apartments for a second, because you know, if we only charge them 20%, that's $21 extra, $84 a year. Divide that into the $10,000, that's 23 years.
No, that's what I was saying. It's like 125 years.
Wait a minute. I thought you said it was a
hundred. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That was 100%.
Is it a quarterly fee or a monthly fee?
It's
quarterly. Oh, jeez. My math is way over.
It's 119 years. Yeah.
I heard a monthly fee. Right.
Obviously, that won't work.
Years, no. I'm like, this doesn't make sense.
So whatever the number is, It frankly,
That's way off.
To make it fit to anything we have, would have to fit within a
I would
20
think
year
you'd want to get
period.
paid back in 10
I
years
thought it was
or 10
great.
year, whatever, but
Right.
you'd have to pay back.
At 105 extra, 100%, it's 23 year return. So we're getting that number down. So I think, you're
With no interest
100,
factor.
right, and 150 is 16 years per quarter.
Right. I
Yeah.
guess the only thing that they would kind of be subject to is if we increase that the quarterly fee.
Which is flow fee. Yeah.
Right.
See, they're just attempting to pass it on to the renters. That's all it is. And so that's I get it.
Right.
No, but
$3 million is a lot to make up.
yeah. Yeah.
Right. And right now, we don't have tremendous expenses, and we do, we have about $1.8 million in assets. Just shy of 1.8.
How much do we have in our savings?
We have about 1.8 million in savings.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
But well,
Good.
part of that is too also for future, not that we have that long to pay off, but future
It's
reserves.
reserves.
It's both, correct.
It's both. So it's but a significant portion is our capital reserves as we built up.
That's from people paying the benefit assessment over time.
Yep.
Yeah, with the majority doing that, and when new people come in, that $10,000, that goes right to reserve because it's everything else is encapsulated.
Because that's where it belongs,
Well, you're
Bob.
right.
What it's for.
That's what it's for,
Right.
and that's why it really benefits our capital side of the budget when that happens. So obviously. That's why when I was talking to condo one, that alone would add, significant dollars.
Yeah.
Where are we parking that reserve? Where is it parked right now?
Right now it's in an interest bearing, most of it's in an interest bearing account.
Through
What bank?
which one?
I
Is it
think
just
you've got
a,
to,
is it a
well,
bank, or is it in
I think you've got to in a stiff steep
the
fund.
stiff? Okay,
Yeah.
good.
Right.
All right, that's a good place for it.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not going to get more interest than that anywhere else.
Right. I think we got to get the number of years down on those apartments. I mean, obviously,
Yeah.
119 years is way too long.
No.
I thought it was 100. I thought it was
You thought
20%
it
every
was
month.
monthly.
I
Yeah, no.
did. I said,
That's
geez.
okay.
But then even that was too much. So now you give it to me
But
quarterly, and I'm.
it sounds like if we can get it paid back in, 10 to 15 years, the concept is not necessarily dead. But you want to see that number come
We
back.
need that number down to a
Right.
number that works for us, not just for them.
And would that, if we decide that way, the contract on that has to be pretty specific, the lien on the property.
Oh yeah.
So if they don't pay, the town of Bolton
Also,
owns an apartment
no,
complex.
also I would put in there the same thing that we have in our current with our current liens. If the property transfers, you're going to pay the whole freaking balance off.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because this
But
is like build, make your bucks for 10 years and then bail out. Yeah, try that if you've got to pay this debt off. Ain't going to happen.
right.
You can't. So, how do you classify this? There's if you're not talking about collecting some interest from these people on this money,
Well, and I think you'd have to.
you'd
I
have to.
think you'd
To
you
make it
can't lend,
fair, we'd
you
have to
can't
at least.
because we're not a lender.
Yeah. But more importantly, you can't lend money without charging interest.
Correct.
It's
Right. And that's basically, yeah. Whatever it is, yeah. But that's got to be part of whatever
right.
goes on. But obviously, everything's in early stages. That's why we have these discussions because, it just brings up
Yeah.
what it's going to take to do it. And this way, Jim and I both have a good understanding of where the board is, because when we talk to these guys,
You have to be able to negotiate in good faith, and I
right,
understand that
that
aspect.
so that's
Right.
why it's there.
Yeah.
And our initial concept was really broad.
You know, well, just make sure
this input.
Make sure your last words are, if we could, would you?
You're right.
Because, you know, that's the, because we don't want to be committed to anything until we understand all the
nuances. If we get into a bind, I'm going to give Donald Trump a call and say, hey,
come on over here.
Can we borrow you for about an hour?
Right. Come on over here and negotiate. Okay, fair enough.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you. That conversation had great value.
Yes.
Good.
Now, item six, executive session to discuss contract negotiations with Town of Coventry regarding the sewer authority. Someone move for us to go in executive session.
And you've got to invite the attorney.
And, our attorney as well.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion's made, seconded. All in favor?
All right.
We are in executive session. Give us a second to walk off.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye. All
right. We are adjourned at.
So how do you guys like my nephew, Addison Barger? He's doing pretty good, isn't he?
Wait a minute. Who's your nephew, Richard?
Addison Barger. The guy who hit the Grand Slam. He's at batting 444 for Toronto.
Wow.
Are you kidding me?
I'm just kidding. I'm looking to see how I'm related to him, though. There are not a lot of Bargers out there.
Hello. So you're gonna be talking with Coventry's guy that get a feel of where they're going. Maybe get a sense from them. Do you think that, you know?
Let him sit for a month or two.
Okay.
Hey, hold on a second.
I don't think we want to be anxious.
Hold on a second, guys.
Yeah.
We adjourned. Stop the recording.
We can't talk.
Yeah, you can't.